20th law of money is the law of real estate. This law says that the value of a piece of real estate is the future earning power of that particular piece of property. The value of any piece of property is determined by the income that can be generated by that property when it is developed to its highest and best use from this moment onward in time into the future. A piece of property may have sentimental value to a particular owner, but its dollar value is directly related to its future earning power. There are millions of acres of land that will never have any real value, like desert land, for instance, that has no future earning power. It cannot be developed to produce income, to provide accommodation, or to satisfy any particular human need. There are vast areas of many large cities where property values are declining because growth and development have come and gone, and will probably not return. Every day, men and women are selling homes and properties at less than they paid for them, or losing them to foreclosure, because these properties have declined in earning power, in attractiveness, and therefore in value. The first corollary of real estate is you make your money when you buy real estate, and you realize it when you sell. This is very important. It is by purchasing a piece of property at the right price and under the right terms that enables you to sell it at a profit later. Many people think that they will make their money when they sell the property, irrespective of how they purchase the property or at what price. This is getting the cart before the horse. The more carefully you investigate a piece of property, and the more thoroughly you prepare a purchase offer, the more likely it is that you will get the kind of deal that will enable you to sell that property at a profit later on. The second corollary of the law of real estate is this. The three keys to real estate selection are location, location, and location. Each piece of property is unique in that there is only one piece of property like that on the Earth's surface. Your ability to choose a piece of property in an excellent location will have more of an impact on the future earning power of that property than almost any other decision that you can make. The third corollary of the law of real estate is this. Real estate values are largely determined by general economic activity in the area and by the number of jobs and the level of wages. This is very important when you are selecting a neighborhood or a community in which to invest. Generally speaking, property increases at 3 times the level of population growth and 2 times the rate of inflation. When you purchase property in a fast-growing community, you are virtually assured of above-average increases in value. For example, today in Santa Clara, in a round Silicon Valley, because of the incredible explosion of employment in high-tech, high-paying businesses, real estate values have increased 5 and 10 times over what they were a few years ago. The most important factors affecting the value of real estate in any area are the level of new business formation and economic growth in the surrounding area. Make a decision today to purchase a piece of real estate for investment purposes. The only way you can learn about real estate investing is by actually becoming an owner, and then by putting your knowledge and skills to work to increase the value of that piece of property.